This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. You have to love the freedoms that we have here in the United States. And, the freedom that we have allows television shows like Saturday Night Live to go make fun of whoever they want to. And obviously, if you haven't watched Saturday Night Live since Donald Trump's been president, he's pretty much their target on a weekly basis, week in and week out. They hate him. They go after Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, as a matter of fact, is so upset about that, that he's threatened to do a federal investigation into Saturday Night Live. And I think that's kind of crazy, to be honest with you. Look, I told you I support Donald Trump, but I don't agree with everything that he says and everything that he does. Like something like this, when he threatens a federal investigation into a television show because he doesn't like the fact that they keep making fun of him.
What is he going to find? I mean, I don't even understand that. I mean, investigate what? Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Could the cops show up and demand that Lorne Michaels, that they make fun of other people? Can you imagine the cops show up? You need to, this week, we need to see you make fun of two or three other people.
Well, they would have a better chance of doing a drug raid at 30 Rock on the 6th floor, or 8th floor, I think, where they tape.
But those are the freedoms that we have in this country. And even though we do have freedom of speech, there's no such thing as freedom of speech without repercussion. And we've talked about that, whether it's social media, whatever it is. But if you want to hear a story about how we should be thankful for how free we are here in this country, do you realize a woman, a mother, was jailed in the country of Dubai over a Facebook post? She called her ex-husband's new wife a horse on Facebook, and she got put in jail for that. A mother detained in Dubai over Facebook posts calling her ex-husband's new wife a horse
has been corralled.
Well, besides that, has said she thought she would never see her daughter again, and that's her explanation for calling her ex-husband's new wife a horse. This woman's name is Leia Charvaresh, and she said one day before she was told she was free to leave that Dubai jail, that she had given up hope and wanted to die. This woman is from England, Miss Charvaresh. And she was detained in Dubai under their controversial cyber crime laws as she visited with her daughter there last month. And she visited her daughter there because her daughter's father, her ex-husband, just died. And so they wanted, she was going to join her daughter in paying respects and tribute to her daughter's father. But while she was there, she went on Facebook and called her dead husband's new wife, or latest wife, called her a horse. And you can't be doing that. And, I've heard a lot of things about Dubai, but I had never heard that before. You talk about a rich city. She was originally warned that she faced up to 2 years in prison over the Facebook posts. And she made these posts a while ago. And so they were able to grab her when she was in Dubai to visit her daughter and go to her ex-husband's funeral. They were able to grab her and put her in jail because of Facebook posts she made a couple of years previous. And she was warned that she faced up to 2 years in prison over those posts she made about her ex-husband's new wife. But late last week, a judge there in Dubai ordered that her passport would be returned if she paid a fine of about $3,000. So isn't that something? Be careful what you say. I've heard Dubai's nice. Who knew that? I'm glad. And we always try to say that, hey, if we learn something new on the show, how about that? We learned something new on the show today. If you're ever in Dubai, or if you're ever planning to go to Dubai, be careful what you write on social media about people not even from there, people that are related to people that are from there, or people, whatever the case may be. They could end up throwing you in jail, taking your passport away, and then it's going to cost $3,000 to get your passport back.
What if the person, in fact, does look like a horse? What if it's not subjective? What if it's just...
You know, that's a good point. I wonder if they have good lawyers over there that could say, take a look at this picture. And if they held up a picture of her and then held up a picture of a horse. And
right.
Wouldn't that, now that'd be some court case I'd want to watch. But it just goes to show you the freedoms that we do have. And by the way, the freedoms we have here in America, that doesn't keep everybody safe. How many times have we said on the show, whether it's Facebook or Twitter, how many people have lost careers, lost jobs, lost relationships because of things that they have said or done on Facebook or on Twitter or on social media? So you always got to be careful. But I've never seen anything like this before. In the country of Dubai, a woman was jailed and had her passport taken away. She had to pay $3,000 to get it back, all because she went on Facebook and called her husband's new wife a horse. Go figure. Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show, brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans, and Lamarck Ford. So yesterday, many of us watched a building that was over 800 years old burn. It's incredible about technology that we have now. You know, you go back a decade or a little bit more than that, when a big story happened on the news, especially overseas, someplace like Europe, you know, we would just hear about it on the news. Now, when Notre Dame Cathedral, again, a building that's 800-900 years old, when it burns to the ground, we could just watch it on our cell phones from anywhere in the world. And that was sad to see yesterday. That place burned. By the way, inside, up at the altar and inside of that church, some of it was left completely intact and unscathed. And if you want to see those pictures, go to the Bayou Facebook page. Go check out those pictures. We just put them up there on the Bayou Facebook page. Be a part of our radio station on Facebook. Like the altar and the thing, it looks like nothing happened. And after you watched that fire yesterday, you're thinking to yourself, wow, I bet you that's a total loss. But we've got pictures on the Bayou Facebook page of the inside of the altar there, and it looks like it was untouched, miraculously untouched. Pretty wild. About 12 million people go visit that building a year. And I saw yesterday, how could you watch that and not feel awful? They don't know exactly how or why that caught fire. They were doing some work on the building, and they've historically, they've always, every now and then, they've done work on that building. And they think it could be the fact that it's just so old. And some of the work that they were doing on the building might have triggered that fire. You know, some people think it could be more nefarious. Over the last couple of months, more than 10 Catholic churches have been have gone down in France. And so some say that the Catholic Church itself might be a target. We don't know that yesterday, and I know people are speculating. You know, the first thing that a lot of people think of is terrorism. That's the first thing that goes through a lot of people's minds when they see something like that happen. So again, they still don't know. But think about that, of a building. They started building that building in the year 1160. Took them a little while because they weren't as quick back then as we are today when it comes to building things. They don't have the tools.
Well, except in Orleans Parish. We're out at the airport, new airport.
But they started building that building in 1160, and it was completed 100 years later in 1260. It has undergone numerous modifications over the years, and it's considered one of the world's finest examples of French Gothic architecture. Hey, man, you want to see some French Goth? If you're into architecture, go to Paris and see the Notre Dame Cathedral. You know, yesterday when I first heard the news, you know, usually when we do the show, after the shows, a lot of times I'll take a nap.
You're usually wiped out when you leave here. You put everything into it.
Well, I wouldn't.
You don't leave anything on the table.
I mean, it's not a physical job.
No.
It's not like rebuilding the Notre Dame Cathedral. But
no, we're definitely not doing that here.
When you get up really, really early, after the show, take a nap, and then I can get on with my day, and then I can. And you're not tired all day. When I first heard Notre Dame is on fire, I was thinking, what's going on at the college
right
up there in South Bend, Indiana?
Touchdown Jesus.
Yeah, I had no idea. And then, no, Notre Dame, the original Notre Dame.
See, here's the thing, and you're being a bit facetious there, but I was at home and on the internet and doing different things, and I see that story on Facebook, Cathedral on Fire. And it was from, first of all, before you think causes or terrorism, the first thing I do is look to see the website where it's coming from. Is this a hoax? Is it? And it was something that I'd never heard of, but it wasn't like World News Report, World News Daily Report X.com or something like that. Mm. It wasn't like, it didn't appear to be a spoof thing. So I went on. What did I go on? I guess FoxNews.com. And it was buried. It was not even a major thing. And this was probably had been burning for about 30 to 45 minutes at that point. And then it started to, ironically, the fire catching on more, and then the story being picked up and spread around, and then it became a top story. Then I went downstairs and turned it on TV, and I will say this, you can say anything you want about him, but when things like this happen, Shepard Smith is the absolute gold standard as far as talking nonstop when things are going on and being the traffic cop that you have to be. They're talking in his ear constantly. He doesn't miss a beat. He is completely nonflustered. He is as solid as they come. Now, at one point, they took a call, a live call on the air from, I think it was an American-speaking reporter for, I believe, a French publication. And he started to speculate in ISIS this, and Shepard Smith was having none of it. He's like, no, sir, not on my watch. We're not going to go there.
Well, because of the fact that he's, I think, the only anti-Trumper who has a regular gig over there at Fox News. He's hated by more Fox News viewers than he's liked by Fox News viewers.
But the great thing about that is you don't have to sit there and think about that while he's giving you the information and the coverage. There are others I couldn't say the same about, and that would be all of the big three, certainly, ABC, CBS, and NBC, the Nothing But Clinton channel. But I find Shepard Smith to be the go-to when national and world things like this unfold.
Yeah, I watched him for a little bit of his coverage yesterday, and I saw what you just referred to when, because there was something going around the internet, of course,
where they said there was a car or a truck found not that far away from Notre Dame, the burning cathedral. And there was a picture of two guys, and they were smiling. Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
And they said that there was gas cans, and there was Muslim writings in the car, and I don't
right.
I don't know. The two towers that are iconic, and you found out yesterday how many of your Facebook friends have visited Paris, France, and have visited that place, because we started seeing the pictures of a bunch of our Facebook friends going up, standing in front of that place.
Right. Well, I was, I don't know if upset is the word. I found it troubling to watch such a historic edifice to not only to French culture and French history, but to this bastion of Catholicism, being Catholic as I am.
Sure.
You're Catholic. Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Brewster has been there at least once, the world traveler that she is, and she came home, and I thought she'd be a little bit more upset, but, you know, c'est la vie.
No, it was upsetting, and it was sad, a bit shocking to see something like that has stood for so long.
Well, and then also it's like, are they ever going to get this put out? And then to hear the word at one point where the Ministry of Fire or whatever said, I don't think we're going to put this out. I don't think it can be put out. It's like, what? Are we? Is this what do you call it? The water bucket brigade? What century are we fighting? I understand the thing has been there for 900 years, but I don't know what centuries technology we're using to fight this fire.
That's what makes those pictures that we just put up on the Bayou Facebook page so amazing. It's intact. If you look at like the altar and you look at it's wild.
Yeah.
By the way, those two towers, 226 feet tall. They were the tallest structures in Paris until the completion of the Eiffel Tower in 1889. And those towers were the last major elements of the Notre Dame Cathedral to be constructed. So, yeah, I mean, it's sad. Well, you know, you want to hope that it's an accident. You wonder how something like that could happen, but the building and the structure is so old, and They're always doing work on it. You never know. So.
Well, according to the coverage yesterday, this renovation project that was going on was only able to garner $6 million, which, when you think about that, and when you go to church on Sunday, if you're Catholic, there are various things that they will solicit for, and depending on how much sleep I've had the night before, I might be cogent to hear them, and I'm sure this was probably one of them at some point, not recently, but in the last couple of years, for this whatever you want to call it, this work they were doing. Now we have this French billionaire François-Henri Pinault.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, and his family, including his wife, the very, what's my word, delicious Salma Hayek. Mm. They have pledged 100 million euros, or about $113 million, to help rebuild the cathedral at Notre Dame.
Yeah, they're not going to have a difficult time finding money to rebuild that. There are already people saying, hey, let me throw in. And
Well, you can put in $50?
I'd like to try to help rebuild New Orleans before we go overseas. But all right, coming up on the show, a video went kind of viral of a New Orleans cop during French Quarter Fest throwing a woman to the ground. Did you see that? Breaking up a fight. Some people are questioning if he was a little bit too rough. We'll talk about that coming up on Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. You see, up in New York, their governor, Andrew Cuomo, said he would sign a bill legalizing assisted suicide. For some, that's controversial, because some people, I know we're Catholic. We were talking about what happened over at Notre Dame, and I know in the Catholic religion, that is not cool. Assisted suicide. If you get old and sick and you have no quality of life, it doesn't matter. You still have life, and you're supposed to die the way you're supposed to die. So fairly controversial, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo saying that he will sign a bill legalizing assisted suicide. The legislation enjoys strong support from New York Jets fans. All right, hey, coming up next, a New Orleans cop is making some news because a video of him breaking up a fight and throwing a woman to the ground during French Quarter Fest is going viral. We're going to get that video on the Bayou Facebook page coming up, and we'll tell you about the story next on Bayou 95.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show, brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans and Lamarck Ford. So I saw this story, and it got me thinking about a couple of things. This plumber just got arrested because he hid not one, but two different cell phones with their cameras rolling in the bathroom, in two different bathrooms of the same house, of a River Ridge house where he was doing some plumbing work. When I first saw this, I thought, oh, another toilet cam man. You know, we have toilet cam men. We've talked about them on this show historically. But this guy isn't quite a toilet cam man, and I'll explain. Woman in River Ridge, she's 51 years old, needed some work done. So she called a friend of hers. His name's Eric Morales, and he's actually from Bridge City. So the woman in River Ridge calls up Eric Morales, a family friend, and says, I need you to do a little plumbing work for me at my home here in River Ridge. So he does some work. She's taking a bath, and she notices something under the sink. It looks like a cell phone, and it looks like it's pointing at her. So she gets out of the bathtub, and she grabs the cell phone to see if it's recording. She doesn't recognize the cell phone. But as soon as she grabbed the cell phone, it locked up. So not only is this guy a pervert, but he's pretty he's savvy when it comes to technical things with a cell phone.
Allegedly, in all this.
Yes. So she wanted to make sure it was him. So she called him back and said, "I need some work in my other bathroom." And sure enough, there was another. He did it again. Another cell phone, another bathroom, and he tried hiding it. And so he's been arrested twice now over the last few months. I don't want to say this is refreshing that it's not a toilet cam man, because it's still a felony. It's still invading someone's privacy. It's still being disgusting and gross, setting up a cell phone in the two different bathrooms. And this is a family friend, by the way. And Eric Morales now has been booked with video voyeurism and attempted video voyeurism. So two different occasions, this guy tried to, not being a toilet cam man. Like, this is usually what we see when we see video voyeurism in bathrooms, whether it's around here or anywhere in America. There's some guys out there. I guess you could say they're sick. Anyone that would set up video cameras to watch people go to the bathroom, I would say that's sick. This is sick too. Maybe not quite as sick. Video recording a woman in her bathtub, but it's still obviously wrong.
It's a felony. It's disgusting. And now Eric Morales from Bridge City has got himself arrested a couple of times. A plumbing family friend who wasn't very friendly when he not only did some plumbing, but he tried doing some recording as well. So they ended up busting him. Be careful out there. All right, I want to get to this, but you know, I want to do it in a few minutes, because I want to also put this video on the Bayou Facebook page. I'm gonna do this momentarily. Coming up on the show, a New Orleans cop is being questioned, and he's a boss, a new boss over at the NOPD, for the way he threw a woman to the ground while he was breaking up a fight she was in. I've watched the video a couple of times. I see no issue with it. But we're going to talk about that coming up next, and I'm going to get this on the Bayou Facebook page, the video of this, and I want to find out what you think about that. That's coming up on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans.
So write this down really quick. Saturday, May 18th, it's the annual Bayou Bash and Boil. New location, it's going to be at Felix's on the Lake from noon until 3. Again, that's Saturday, May 18th. We're going to be outside right there on the deck. They've got the place for music downstairs, the restaurant upstairs. We'll be all around that area. Felix is going to have crawfish at a great price. Our buddy Adam Pierce is going to be performing. And
cool.
Our thoughts with Adam, he had a family member pass away recently, so we're thinking about him. More info at Bayou957.com, but write that down or make a mental note. Bayou Bash and Boil, Felix is on the lakefront Saturday, May 18th. We will see you there.
So there's a video going around from the French Quarter Festival last weekend. And we told you yesterday on the show, we both had a real good time over at the French Quarter Fest this past weekend. I love that festival. But anyways, the video going around is of a cop, a New Orleans cop, breaking up a fight between two women. And it happened right on the corner of North Peters and Bienville. And you could see the cop, and it's not just a cop, it's a commander, because he's wearing a white shirt. It's when you see the New Orleans cops in white shirts, they're the bosses. Most cops you see in New Orleans cops wear blue shirts. When you see a white-shirted cop, those guys are the bosses. And he's actually the commander of the 8th District, this particular cop. And he's breaking up a fight. As soon as I'm done talking with you, I'm going to put this video on the Bayou Facebook page. And then you could tell me what you think if you haven't saw this yet. The cop breaks up the fight between the two women. The women are acting like idiots, and they're fighting with each other. And the cop breaks up the fight. While he's breaking up the fight, he throws the woman to the ground. And then she hits him, and he pushes her to the ground again. Now, whoever is holding the video camera is screaming, "He hit her! He hit her! The cop hit her!" So obviously this friend is a pain in the keister. Her friend shouldn't have been fighting this other woman in the first place. I've watched the video 5 times. I see nothing wrong with what the New Orleans cop did. He broke up a fight. That's what he did. And this idiot, A, she's fighting another woman, not very ladylike. Although I should be careful what I say in this day and age where everything's supposed to be equal. You know, the genders are supposed to be the same. Or maybe women should be throwing haymakers. I don't know. But this woman is fighting in the street, and the New Orleans cop breaks up the fight. He throws her to the ground. She starts throwing punches at him, and he pushes her to the ground again. And the woman who's video recording this, who's making this video, is screaming, "He hit her. Look at this cop, this male cop is hitting her." Well, she's acting like a lunatic. She's acting like an idiot. And there were no injuries to this woman. She went right to the jail, the all-new and improved Orleans Parish 2.0 prison. She didn't go to the hospital. She didn't have any medical treatment. And in my opinion, the cop did his job. And when you talk about New Orleans cops, you're talking about a group of people who know how to handle crowds. I mean, when our industry is tourism. You talk about Mardi Gras. You talk about all the things that we have here. The New Orleans cops know how to handle crowds. And in my opinion, this cop did nothing wrong. And I think these people are troublemakers. At least the woman who was filming her friend fighting and screaming, "Hey, he's hitting her,"
Oh, well, your friend shouldn't have acted like an idiot. So now I'm going to put this on the Bayou Facebook page, be a part of our radio station there, and you go tell us what you think. Coming up next, we look at today in history. We call it Why Today Doesn't Suck. Suck is next on Bayou 95.7.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlund Morning Show is brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans, and Lamarck Ford. Let's look at today in history. And we call the segment...
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
April 16th.
Let's get our celebrity birthdays out of the way first, shall we?
All right.
We got a couple here. Let's see. Charlie Chaplin, famous comedian, born on this date. This would be happy heavenly birthday, number one. Born on this date in 1889. Let's see. Charlie Chaplin, he would... How old would Charlie Chaplin be?
He never would have made it.
I don't think so. Happy birthday to Joseph Aloysius Ratzinger. He turns 92 today. You know him best as, in fact, we talked about him yesterday on the show, Pope Benedict XVI.
Oh, that's his real name?
Yes. Joseph Aloysius Ratzinger.
The only Ratzinger I knew besides that was the actor who played Cliff Clavin on Cheers. Or is that Ratzenberger?
Ratzenberger, yeah.
Not close enough.
For you, yes, it is. I went to junior high with a... Steve Fatzinger, not Ratzinger.
Hmm.
One more happy heavenly birthday. If I said the name David Graff, you probably wouldn't remember, but if I said Tackleberry from the Police Academy movies, David Graff, born on this date in 1960, died of a heart attack a number of years ago.
It's a big guy?
No, just the David Graff guy, Tackleberry. Is that right? All of a sudden, that doesn't sound right. Let's start over. Why Today Doesn't Suck. We'll look that up.
All right, April 16th. It was,
You're going to start out with a downer?
Well, this was awful.
Debbie?
Well, today was when the Virginia Tech shooting happened. The Virginia Tech massacre. When that Asian student, you remember that?
Yes.
He walked around the Virginia Tech campus, and he just started shooting people. 32 people died after being gunned down on the campus of Virginia Tech University. One of the worst mass shootings that we've ever seen. It's a sad story, a horrible story.
I remember that happened. I want to say in the late morning, and then we had the afternoon show, and that was a tough show.
Yeah, April 16th. It was today. Now, this must have been something. Today in 1943, the hallucinogenic effects...
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
The hallucinogenic effects of LSD were discovered.
Hmm.
You know, I always wondered, could you imagine being the first person to ever do LSD? The first person to ever do acid? I mean, nobody else could tell you, now look, this is going to be crazy for the next, 8 hours, 10 hours. You know, you're going to see things are going to happen, the ground looks like it's going to open, things are going to move. Nobody ever told the first person who did that what was about to happen, because nobody ever knew.
Right.
But it was today in 1943 in Basel, Switzerland, a guy by the name of Albert Hoffman, a Swiss chemist, and he was working a pharmaceutical research laboratory. He accidentally consumes LSD-25, a synthetic drug he had created 5 years earlier as part of his research into the medicinal value of acid compounds.
Accidentally. Yeah, right.
But I've always wondered, I mean, imagine being the first person that ever did that. And nobody...
You know, most people, when they've tried acid or LSD, they have people around them that have already done it and said, look, this is going to be kind of crazy.
Right.
But, you know, you're going to have a wild time.
It becomes a shared experience. I mean, that was part of the attraction where you could, no two trips are alike, but you could share the experience. I mean, he did it and had nobody to call.
No, and if he
it's
starts...
Like, who am I going to tell this to?
If he starts either laughing hysterically or screaming hysterically or running around, people don't know what to do around him. They're like, this is the first time anybody's ever done acid, and this is the guy that invented it.
What year was this?
1943.
Yeah, see, back then, you start acting wild and crazy, it's a good way to get a lobotomy.
He accidentally...
And then that'll be the end of that.
Accidentally consumed LSD-25. Well, that's someday in history.
April 16th, today is National... Well, you've done this before. Wear your pajamas to work day. Well, you've worn your sleep attire to work before.
I have done that before.
National Eggs Benedict today. Eggs Benedict Day today. I like Eggs Benedict on occasion. You've got your... would that be a poached egg? A couple of poached eggs. You got your hollandaise sauce, Canadian bacon traditionally, and English muffins. Where's our people that can go run and get us some breakfast? Because now I'm hungry. Do we have people? No.
I don't think we have any people.
No. And therefore, we have no breakfast.
April 16th. Hey, happy anniversary today to New Orleans' own jazz crooner and pianist, Harry Connick Jr. It was today he married his model wife, Jill Goodacre.
Hmm.
Married her right here in New Orleans today in 1994. Pretty good for that Jesuit.
Why today doesn't suck.
Jesuit high school graduate.
Have you ever seen, and I don't have the title in front of me, I was in a hotel many, many years ago. I'm going to look it up here. The film that he was in where he played the bad guy.
He was great.
He was incredible. And this before I moved here. And I didn't know there was shortly after I moved here, maybe. And I didn't know that much about him. He was unbelievable in that.
I did see that movie, and I never forgot it. The only thing I forgot, what's the name of it? Because he was incredible.
1995's Copycat.
Copycat.
Yep.
Yeah, if you have never seen that movie, if you're looking for something to watch, Copycat, and Harry Connick Jr. was incredible in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something you and I agree on. That's pretty rare. April 16th.
Don't push it, okay?
April 16th. I remember this. It was today in 1993.
Why today doesn't suck.
David Lee Roth gets arrested for buying marijuana in Manhattan's Washington Square Park. That's in Lower Manhattan, right next to NYU, New York University. I remember because we used to hang out in Washington Square Park right around there. Hmm. And then when that happened... That was it. Everybody's looking over their shoulders. People weren't. If they would arrest David Lee Roth, now look, he had been kicked out of Van Halen a long time, or he left Van Halen a long time before that.
Right.
But if they're arresting David Lee Roth for buying weed in Washington Square Park, that made every New Yorker look over their shoulders. And now fast forward to today, I think it's legal there. I think you can walk into a store right next to Washington Square Park and buy the stuff.
Well, I think he operates a store right there in Central Park. Is that possible?
April 16th. Finally, I got one more over here.
All right. What you got?
I got two more.
All right.
Today, the band Queen, played their first ever concert in the United States.
Yes.
Do you know where that was?
Yes. It was at Regis College in Denver, and they opened for Mott the Hoople. Am I guessing any of that correct?
You got it all right.
I got it all right.
I never even heard of Regis College in Denver.
It was in 1974.
Today, yep, that's when Queen played
Where's my thing? I've broken all my toys.
American
Why
gig.
Today doesn't suck.
And finally, April 16th.
Well, I got a couple more.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I got this one.
All right.
Songwriter Boz Scaggs tries to go backstage to see some of his friends at a club in Austin, Texas called Antone's. But they didn't know who he was, the bouncers, and they knocked him out, two bouncers. He's like, hey, man, I'm Boz Scaggs. These are my friends back. I guess he wasn't a big hit yet.
What year is that?
1976.
Well, no, he would have already been...
Nuno come out yet?
He would have already been in and out of Steve Miller Band.
Okay.
Yeah, I would maybe right around that time.
Lido
Shuffle. Boss Gags at Jazz Fest this year.
Playing Jazz Fest. I hope nobody knocks him out if he tries to go backstage.
I'll knock him out if they do that. It was on this date, April 16th, 1994.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Pearl Jam makes their second appearance on Saturday Night Live, performing three songs, Not For You, Rearview Mirror, and Daughter. During the closing credits, or the goodnights as they call it, Eddie Vedder pointed out the letter K on his shirt over his heart, which was considered by many to be an homage or a tribute to Kurt Cobain, who had died a few days earlier.
Those are three great Pearl Jam songs, two of them, Not For You and Rearview Mirror, two of my favorite Pearl Jam songs, especially Rearview Mirror. Love that one.
And one more happy birthday, finally, born on this date in 1947.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Which would make him 72. Influential in his own way. Member of Steeler's Wheel and then a solo artist, Jerry Rafferty, and the great song Baker Street. Happy birthday to him.
Isn't he dead?
I don't think so.
I think he died, didn't he? Old Jerry Rafferty?
More research.
And look, I don't know if he's in heaven or hell. I'm just asking a question. And
well, it could be happy limbo birthday.
Guy bothered me because he wrote two great songs.
He is dead. He died January 4th, 2011.
We've heard of one-hit wonders. I would say he's a two-hit wonder. With Steeler's Wheel, he wrote Stuck in the Middle with You. And then when he went solo, he wrote, like you just mentioned, the great Baker Street, which I think is one of the greatest songs of all time.
And Alive or Dead, it's the segment that we call...
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
All right, coming up on the show... Actor Joaquin Phoenix is playing Jesus in a new movie that's coming out. And we're going to tell you the one thing he refused to do that Jesus did. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. I don't care if Jesus did it. I'm not. Who the bleep would do that? Stay tuned. Coming up on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. So Joaquin Phoenix, the actor, he's playing Jesus in a new movie that's coming out. The movie's called Mary Magdalene. So would that mean Jesus isn't the star? You're telling me Jesus is in a movie and he's a co-star?
I haven't read the screenplay, I'm sorry.
But anyways, this movie's coming out, and there was one miracle that Joaquin Phoenix refused to perform in the movie. As a matter of fact, when it came to this miracle, he said, quote, "Who the bleep would do that?" unquote. And I think the director and Jesus did that. That's the whole thing. What miracle do you think that he refused to do in the movie?
Walking on water.
No, I tell you.
He did that?
Yeah, he didn't have a problem with that. That'd be fun to be able to do.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
He refused to heal a blind man by rubbing mud in his eyes.
Why? Do we know why?
Well, he said, "Who the bleep would do that?" And again, the director said, "Well, you're playing Jesus. This is I got the book right here. This is he took the mud. There was a blind guy."
I'm familiar with the story.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
You.
And so he said, "Quote: I knew about the scene from the Bible, but I guess I never really considered it. When I got there, I thought I'm not going to rub dirt in this person's eyes. Who the bleep would do that? It doesn't make any sense. This is a horrible introduction to seeing." I guess the first thing that the blind person saw was mud, and I guess Joaquin Phoenix wasn't down with that. So, but the movie's coming out, that's what he's doing. The movie you'd be interested in seeing, Mary Magdalene, starring Joaquin Phoenix as Jesus.
No,
he'll do all the other miracles, but he didn't want to do that one.
I think we've got some bad casting going on. It's my opinion.
He's a good actor.
Not as Jesus. I don't see that.
Well, even at this blind person. Coming up next on the show, did you hear about Tiger Woods' girlfriend who was standing there on the 18th green? There are stories going on, going around about her. Pretty interesting stories as well. We will tell you coming up on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show, brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans. And Lamarck Ford. So I saw this story, and it got me thinking about a couple of things. This plumber just got arrested because he hid not one, but two different cell phones with their cameras rolling in the bathroom, in two different bathrooms of the same house, of a River Ridge house where he was doing some plumbing work. When I first saw this, I thought, oh, another toilet cam man. You know, we have toilet cam men. We've talked about them on this show historically. But this guy isn't quite a toilet cam man, and I'll explain. Woman in River Ridge, she's 51 years old, needed some work done. So she called a friend of hers. His name's Eric Morales, and he's actually from Bridge City. So the woman in River Ridge calls up Eric Morales, a family friend, and says, I need you to do a little plumbing work for me at my home here in River Ridge. So he does some work. She's taking a bath, and she notices something under the sink. It looks like a cell phone, and it looks like it's pointing at her. So she gets out of the bathtub, and she grabs the cell phone to see if it's recording. She doesn't recognize the cell phone. But as soon as she grabbed the cell phone, it locked up. So not only is this guy a pervert, but he's pretty he's savvy when it comes to technical things with a cell phone.
Allegedly, on all this.
Yes. So she wanted to make sure it was him. So she called him back and said, "I need some work in my other bathroom." And sure enough, there was another. He did it again. Another cell phone, another bathroom, and he tried hiding it. And so he's been arrested twice now over the last few months. I don't want to say this is refreshing that it's not a toilet cam man, because it's still a felony. It's still invading someone's privacy. It's still being disgusting and gross, setting up a cell phone in the two different bathrooms. And this is a family friend, by the way. And Eric Morales now has been booked with video voyeurism and attempted video voyeurism. So, two different occasions, this guy tried to, not being a toilet cam man, like, this is usually what we see when we see video voyeurism in bathrooms, whether it's around here or anywhere in America. There's some guys out there, I guess you could say they're sick. Anyone that would set up video cameras to watch people go to the bathroom, I would say that's sick. This is sick too. Maybe not quite as sick. Video recording a woman in her bathtub, but it's still obviously wrong. It's a felony. It's disgusting. And now Eric Morales from Bridge City has got himself arrested a couple of times. A plumbing family friend who wasn't very friendly when he not only did some plumbing, but he tried doing some recording as well. So they ended up busting him. Be careful out there. All right, I want to get to this, but you know, I want to do it in a few minutes, because I want to also put this video on the Bayou Facebook page. I'm gonna do this momentarily. Coming up on the show, a New Orleans cop is being questioned, and he's a boss, a new boss over at the NOPD, for the way he threw a woman to the ground while he was breaking up a fight she was in. I've watched the video a couple of times. I see no issue with it. But we're going to talk about that coming up next, and I'm going to get this on the Bayou Facebook page, the video of this, and I want to find out what you think about that. That's coming up on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans.
So write this down really quick. Saturday, May 18th, it's the annual Bayou Bash and Boil. New location. It's going to be at Felix's on the Lake from noon until 3. Again, that's Saturday, May 18th. We're going to be outside right there on the deck. They've got the place for music downstairs, the restaurant upstairs. We'll be all around that area. Felix is going to have crawfish at a great price. Our buddy Adam Pierce is going to be performing. And
cool.
Our thoughts with Adam, he had a family member pass away recently, so we're thinking about him. More info at Bayou957.com, but write that down or make a mental note. Bayou Bash and Boil, Felix is on the lakefront Saturday, May 18th. We will see you there.
So there's a video going around from the French Quarter Festival last weekend. And we told you yesterday on the show, we both had a real good time over at the French Quarter Fest this past weekend. I love that festival. But anyways, the video going around is of a cop, a New Orleans cop, breaking up a fight between two women. And it happened right on the corner of North Peters and Bienville. And you could see the cop. And it's not just a cop. It's a commander because he's wearing a white shirt. It's when you see the New Orleans cops in white shirts, they're the bosses. Most cops you see in New Orleans cops wear blue shirts. When you see a white-shirted cop, those guys are the bosses. And he's actually the commander of the 8th District, this particular cop. And he's breaking up a fight. As soon as I'm done talking with you, I'm going to put this video on the Bayou Facebook page. And then you can tell me what you think if you haven't saw this yet. The cop breaks up the fight between the two women. The women are acting like idiots, and they're fighting with each other. And the cop breaks up the fight. While he's breaking up the fight, he throws the woman to the ground. And then she hits him, and he pushes her to the ground again. Now, whoever is holding the video camera is screaming, "He hit her! He hit her! The cop hit her!" So obviously this friend is a pain in the keister. Her friend shouldn't have been fighting this other woman in the first place. I've watched the video 5 times. I see nothing wrong with what the New Orleans cop did. He broke up a fight. That's what he did. And this idiot, A, she's fighting another woman. Not very ladylike. Although I should be careful what I say in this day and age where everything's supposed to be equal. You know, the genders are supposed to be the same. Or maybe women should be throwing haymakers. I don't know. But this woman is fighting in the street, and the New Orleans cop breaks up the fight. He throws her to the ground. She starts throwing punches at him, and he pushes her to the ground again. And the woman who's video recording this, who's making this video, is screaming, "He hit her. Look at this cop, this male cop is hitting her." Well, she's acting like a lunatic. She's acting like an idiot. And there were no injuries to this woman. She went right to the jail, the all-new and improved Orleans Parish 2.0 prison. She didn't go to the hospital. She didn't have any medical treatment. And in my opinion, the cop did his job. And when you talk about New Orleans cops, you're talking about a group of people who know how to handle crowds. I mean, when our industry is tourism, you talk about Mardi Gras, you talk about all the things that we have here, the New Orleans cops know how to handle crowds. And in my opinion, this cop did nothing wrong, and I think these people are troublemakers. At least the woman who was filming her friend fighting and screaming, "Hey, he's hitting her." Oh, well, your friend shouldn't have acted like an idiot. So now I'm going to put this on the Bayou Facebook page. Be a part of our radio station there, and you go tell us what you think. Coming up next, we look at today in history. We call it Why Today Doesn't Suck. Suck is next on Bayou 95.7.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show, brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans and Lamarck Ford. You know, I know some people that had their taxes done, yesterday being a tax day, but they had to amend their tax returns.
Why is that?
Because they had written off Tiger Woods. And Tiger, which we talked about on the show yesterday, an incredible comeback from the abyss. him winning his 15th major when he won the Masters over the weekend. It was his first major in 11 years. And again, a lot of people thought that he was done. And how amazing is the game of golf? It's the only sport where someone in their 40s could beat someone in their 20s. You're not gonna see that happen in basketball or football or, but the different. Obviously, those are team sports. This is an individual sport. But Tiger Woods coming back from the dead, and it was something. It really was something else on Sunday. A lot of people were wondering about his girlfriend, because his girlfriend was standing there on the side of the 18th green along with his mother. And
was that his mother?
Yeah.
Because they mentioned, okay, yeah.
That was him.
Yeah.
Now, back in the day, it was always his father that was standing greenside,
right.
But then he died. So his mother was standing greenside with his current girlfriend and his two children with his ex-wife, the Swedish model there, Elin. But people were wondering about his girlfriend. Who is his girlfriend? He's been with her now for a couple of years, and they made it really public on Sunday when he kissed her after he won the Masters. She's a woman who her friends referred to her as a party girl for years. And I read a quote from one of her friends saying, she was chasing Tiger Woods or any professional golfer. She was chasing them down for the last decade. She ended up getting a job at Tiger Woods' restaurant bar that he owned in Jupiter, Florida. I guess she was a manager there. She got a job there, and that's where Tiger met her. Now, they don't know if she was hired by Tiger or she was just hired and Tiger happened to pop into his restaurant one day, saw her, and then liked her, and then hooked up with her. But the story goes, for a long time, A, she was a party girl, which would make her maybe right on for Tiger, because you looked at all of those skanks that Tiger cheated on his wife with. They were all, quote-unquote, party girls. They were all strippers. They were all whatever the case may be. But this particular one, and then one of her friends said, not only was she a party girl for a long time, but her goal in life was to marry a professional golfer. And if she's going to marry a professional golfer, if that's what kind of gold you're digging for, who's the best professional golfer that you can marry if you live in the state of Florida? Well, she ended up...
Well, not before Sunday. I mean, he was still a question mark. So, I mean, I don't know how long they've been together, but...
A couple of years.
Her name's Erica Herman.
Mm-hmm, that's her. But he was already financially set no matter what
Yeah.
And I think according to her friends, that's what she was kind of looking for. But
I don't see how old she is. Do you know how old she is?
Not off the top of my head. But it looks like, hey, they both found what they were looking for. That's the story going. But... she accomplished her goal, according to her friends, and now she's not working at that restaurant anymore. She doesn't need to work over there anymore, because when you're hanging out with Tiger Woods now, you don't need to work. What a redemption story! And it just proved, like we said on the show yesterday, it proves that people really do indeed enjoy a comeback story. And we hear people say, well, that's what we do here in America. We like to prop people up. We like to make them celebrities, make them whoever they are. And then when they screw up, we like to slam them down. We like to stomp on them. We like to step on them so they're down on the ground. And then we like to see them come back again.
Yeah, I said that yesterday.
Yeah, and I asked you, is that an American thing, or is that everybody in the world, or is that just something that's indigenous to America and Americans? I don't know. But
she's 34, by the way. Huh? In looking at pictures of her online, she's attractive. She's not someone that I would think that Tiger Woods would go after based on his past.
She's no Elin.
But on TV on Sunday, she didn't look particularly photogenic. Maybe she was trying to what's my word?
It was a long day on the golf course. Yeah, you ever be out on the golf course for 4 hours? It was a long day on the golf course.
I've been on there for longer than that on the front nine. but yeah, she's okay. Hey, look, you know, everybody's got to find somebody.
Yeah, as long as they're, I keep saying that, Brewster.
Well, I mean, except you.
Well, as long as they're happy, that's all that matters. And hopefully now, and the other thing that was cool about Sunday, when he hugged his young son Charlie, that made you get a chill, because I with everything that he's gone through, and we all remember when he won his first Masters, he ran over and right near the same spot he hugged his father. So then watching Tiger hug his father when he won his first Masters, all these years later when he won his last Masters, that hugging his son next to the 18th green, that kind of gave you a chill. It kind of made you feel pretty good. And hopefully the guy will grow up. We'll see. Or if he wants to still fly around the world and doing sex with every skank he can find, that's his prerogative too.
Her shoe size is 5. Erica Herman wears a 5. We're looking for 5.
Look at that. We do learn something new on this show every day. All right, coming up on the show.
Oh, she's an Aquarius like me. I like her more and more.
Oh, and one other thing, real quick. How about the guy who bet $80,000 in Las Vegas on Tiger Woods to win the Masters, and his odds were 14-1?
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. It's over $1 million he won. It's $1.275 million. Congratulations to James Anducci.
Who?
He's just a guy who put $80,000 together, and he said $85,000 together, and he bet it on Tiger Woods at 14-1, and he cashed in big over the weekend. Legal gambling. All right, coming up on the show, we just saw justice happen in Metairie and Kenner. Real quick, we'll tell you about it on Bayou 95.7.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show, brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans, and Lamarck Ford. So there are rappers who are demanding that Fox News fire one of their nighttime hosts, Laura Ingraham. Rappers aren't happy about what was said during a segment when they were talking about the rapper who was shot and killed a couple of weeks ago out in Los Angeles, Nipsey Hussle. By the way, Laura Ingraham, she rode in one of the Mardi Gras parades this year.
Hmm.
She was here. We mentioned that. Fox News' Laura Ingraham, she's taking heat. Last Friday on her show, she was talking about how thousands of people line the streets to say goodbye to rapper Nipsey Hussle. And this is what she said, quote, now this dear artist recently released a song called FDT. And the FDT stands for Bleep Donald Trump.
Clever. Clever.
Yeah, well, they were talking about that, and she said, quote, now that's a very creative refrain.
And a lot of the controversy is this is either while the memorial was still going on or just after, and here are more of Laura Ingraham's comments.
Thousands lined the streets to say goodbye to rapper Nipsey Hussle. Now, this dear artist recently released a song called FDT. F Donald Trump.
Yeah, Donald Trump. Yeah, Donald Trump.
Okay, now that's a very creative refrain.
Very catchy.
Very catchy.
Irving Berlin,
is
look
it,
out.
Is it? So the refrain, the chorus, it goes on and on. Is that related to the lowest unemployment ever, basically, okay, for African Americans?
But at Hustle's funeral.
And apparently during this, they're not even they're showing part of the video, but the video they're showing is not, at the time they're talking about Nipsey Hussle, that's not who's being shown.
Yeah, he did this song with another rapper, some guy named YG.
You're right.
And the YG guy was the guy in the video,
right,
while they were talking,
right,
about it.
So that compounded the problem that rap fan that she is, Laura Ingraham, seemingly misidentified the who she was talking about was not who was pictured on the screen at the time.
But the reason I brought this up is because rappers want this woman fired from her job because of she said that.
Right.
Do you hear what some of these rappers actually say in their songs, in their lyrics?
You mean like FDT?
Yeah.
Do you see the irony here?
Well, that's why I brought this up. I mean, rappers demanding someone being fired for an opinion that they have. Meanwhile, you listen to some of the stuff you hear in rap lyrics. Should they be demanding anybody getting fired? And they're upset because they feel that Laura Ingraham and that guy that was with her there that you heard laughing, he's a journalist named Raymond Arroyo. They're saying that Laura Ingraham should lose her show and be fired because she's mocking a murder victim. Did that sound like she was mocking a murder victim? I mean, the song was called F Donald Trump, and then all she said was, what are they upset about? That it's the lowest unemployment number in the African-American community in the history of this country?
Well,
you're
talking about fighting pure emotion on their side with facts and figures and charts and graphs and numbers, and those two, you can't fight with those two. To me, this is purely a case of, in my opinion, I'm not saying right or wrong, but Laura Ingraham needs to stay in her lane. This is something that O'Reilly could have pulled off. Nobody would have cared because that's what you get from O'Reilly. But to call for somebody's job, I mean, if you get rid of Laura Ingraham on Fox News, isn't there? I mean, they're not going to put Donna Brazile in her place. So what's the end game here? Laura Ingraham loses her job at Fox News, and then what? More rappers start watching Fox? I don't understand.
Well,
it's one thing to be critical of her, but to say, well, she should be fired. She should never say anything in public again on the airwaves.
So there are some rappers who are demanding she gets fired. One rapper named The Game was close friends with Nipsey Hussle. He took to social media demanding that Fox News fire Laura Ingraham. And this is what he said. So let me tell you what's going to happen here. Fox News fires this disrespectful bleep. Can't
well,
say the
we
words.
Can, yeah, we, well, we, I think, yeah, but, there's, yeah.
So he's calling
we
this,
don't even need the rhyming word there, no.
He's calling this woman an expletive that I can't even mention.
We got it. Everybody's got it. Come on.
But that's why I brought this up, Brewster.
Right.
Because
he's
using horrible language to call for a woman to be fired for quote unquote.
Well, again,
mocking.
Again, it's pure emotion. It's. It's almost, I don't know how to describe it. Just pure emotion versus Fox News logic. I've never been a fan of Laura Ingraham. I find her abrasive and very difficult to, just her style, very difficult to digest, to swallow. But you know, Nipsey Hussle, I mean, I couldn't name you one Nipsey Hussle song, and that's fine. I'm sure his fans don't care for the music I like.
Sure.
But there's no, there's nothing to be gained by her doing that segment right on the heels of his memorial. And I got news for you. Nipsey Hussle, despite the fact that you and I may not be fans, but Stevie Wonder, Snoop Dogg, I mean, the people, the former president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, had a letter read at the Nipsey Hussle memorial.
Well, the day after he died on our show, I mentioned I wasn't familiar with his music, but from everything I read, he did a lot for the community. He tried helping people, and he did a lot for people. And so, you know, we just mentioned, hey, you know, it sucks what happened. That's like, but I brought this up this morning because when a rapper, when a guy named The Game demands that this woman be fired and then calls her an expletive that while he's demanding she be fired, it's like, wait a minute, who's worse here? What she said or what you just called her?
Well, that's an argument you can't win. There's never going to be, that's like tackling abortion. You're never going to get anywhere. It's a zero-sum game. I think rather than losing her job, I think Laura Ingraham should be, let's see, I'm going to pass sentence on her. Laura Ingraham, I sentence you to continue to struggle in the wake of the ratings juggernaut that was Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly, because that's what she's trying to do. And she's never going to achieve their level of back-to-back double-barreled success at that network.
Well, the Bill O'Reilly,
she doesn't have the talent.
The Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly now over at Fox News is Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham.
Right. But pale in comparison.
But this isn't the first time that she's been called out for her controversial comments. You might remember last year she told LeBron James, well, not to his face, but while she was doing the show, to shut up and dribble.
I remember that.
When he was saying that he didn't like Donald Trump, he didn't like the president, and she said shut up and dribble, and that made big
news.
There's a way
to do that, and some can get away with that. She just doesn't have the demeanor. She doesn't have, there's something about just the way she comes across, the look on her face. You can't take her, with a grain of salt and move on. She's just so abrasive. Now, if you're listening and you like Laura Ingraham, I'm sorry. She's not for me.
Well, I just, the only reason I brought this up this morning is because I just found it quite ironic how many in the hip-hop community are calling for Laura Ingraham to lose her job because of some things she says that weren't very sensitive. Meanwhile, you listen to the lyrics in some of these people's songs, and you see some of the tweets calling her names that I can't even mention on this show, and it's like, well, wait a minute here. What? Really? You're the one demanding that this woman lose her job, and I can't even read the words you're calling her on the radio
show?
Well,
you can't even walk down the hallway and use that some of these words, let alone on the air.
It's always interesting. All right, coming up on the show, we're going to tell you how we just saw swift justice when it came to this pervert, this horrible criminal in Kenner and Metairie. That's coming up here on Bayou 95.7.
It's too much. You got to be in for a second. You can't. It's. I'm not having elements sent. Don't come in my ear. Just don't.
Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. I guess here's today's episode of Florida Man. We could do this every day on the show. I know we could do a crazy story about some nut from Florida every day on the show. Here's today's Florida Man story. Florida man squirts urine at woman walking dog. Says he'd do it again. A Florida man was arrested Saturday after he used a squirt gun to shoot his own urine at a woman walking her dog past his home in the town of Gulfport, which is just outside of Tampa. 71-year-old Joel William Benjamin.
Hey!
Was taken into custody and charged with one count of misdemeanor battery
for squirting a woman several times with a water gun that contained his own urine. How is that only a misdemeanor? That's not a felony.
There could be lots of hazardous waste implications if he has various diseases. I mean, in theory, anyway.
According to police, Joel William Benjamin admitted to shooting his bodily fluids at the woman, and he told officers, quote, he'd do it again. Obviously, there's history here between this guy and this woman. The Pinellas County Sheriff's arrest report was posted online, and it stated the incident did not cause bodily harm to the victim. But
how about pain and suffering? How about emotional distress?
You put your own bodily... If you spit on someone, Brewster, that, in my opinion, that's a felony. And I think it is a felony in many places because...
Battery, I guess, or...
God knows what's in your what's in somebody's bodily fluids. And this guy was only a slap on the wrist. He posted bond, just $500, and he was out... released, and he was back on the streets with his water gun.
Leaves me scratching my head.
Well, that's today's Florida man story, but we could do that, literally do that every day because it's there's so many people that are kind of out there that live there, and I used to live there for a little while. I'm glad I got out. All right, coming up on the show, we are going to talk about swift justice in Kenner and Metairie that just happened, and I wish every criminal would go down like this. Stay tuned on Bayou 95.7.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. The John Osterlin Morning Show, brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans, and Lamarck Ford. Boy, we saw justice in a courthouse in Jefferson Parish yesterday. If you follow the local news, you probably know the story, the very disturbing story of 27-year-old Jonathan West. He's a, he was a gymnastics coach. And he got arrested not that long ago for sexually abusing some of his gymnastics students. They were children. And he pled guilty, which you don't see a lot. Usually when people get arrested, most people plead not guilty, and then they either try to work out a plea or they'll actually fight it in a court of law. But this perp pleaded guilty, and he was sentenced yesterday to 65 years in prison. So he's gone for the rest of his life, 27-year-old Jonathan West. And he got that sentence for inappropriately touching the genitals of at least 13 boys between the ages of 8 and 15. And he used to, when he was doing that, again, he's a gymnastics coach, and he would tell the kids that, hey, everything I do, I'm doing to help you become a better gymnast. And he was a extremely sick pedophile, and now he's again, when you're 27 years old and you get sentenced to 65 years, he'll be spending pretty much the rest of his life in prison. Now you look at other cases, for instance. It'd be nice if our justice system always worked this way. You know, if they caught some scumbag like this guy, some criminal, some felon. And it'd be nice if everybody said, you know what, I'm pleading guilty. Boom. You don't have to go through a long trial, and most people, they know they're guilty. But again, because our justice system, they want to take advantage of it, and they want to try to stay out of prison. So again, many people, even though they know they're guilty, they'll either plead not guilty and then try to finagle some sort of a plea deal, or they'll plead not guilty and they'll fight it. You know where this is happening right now? This is happening with the actress Aunt Becky from the show Full House. Her and her husband, they are part of the 33 really rich people who got themselves arrested for bribing their dim-witted children into good colleges. Now, out of those 33 adults, more than half of them have already, they've already plead. They made a plea bargain. If they admit what they did was wrong, and then their sentence won't be as harsh as it would be if they fought it in a trial and then were found guilty. As a matter of fact, the two most famous people who got arrested for trying to bribe their dim-witted kids into a really good school, Felicity Huffman, the actress from the TV show Desperate Housewives, what she did, she paid $15,000 to some dude to help raise her child's SAT score. She, and by the way, her and the actress who played Aunt Becky from Full House, they have handled this at completely different ends of the spectrum. Felicity Huffman admitted her guilt. She wrote a letter to the judge taking full responsibility for what she did, owning what she did, and she's probably only going to get a few months in prison, if she gets anything, for paying the $15,000 to get her kids' SAT scores raised. Now, Aunt Becky, and by the way, I saw something on social media the other day saying, you know, don't call her Aunt Becky. She does have a name. Well, to most of us, she's Aunt Becky. That's how we know her. From Full House. Aunt Becky and her husband, the fashion designer, they paid a guy $500,000 to get their two daughters into the University of Southern California. It's a little bit more than $15,000 for raising SAT scores. And what they did was they not only paid the $500,000, but they said that their daughters were great rowers. They were on the crew team. And they sent their, rigged pictures, fake pictures, and all that stuff to get their kids into. You know. Well, they pleaded not guilty, and so they're going to fight this. And not only are they in trouble for bribing someone to get their daughters into the University of Southern California, they had extra charges added because they, on their tax returns, said that that $500,000. They wrote that off as a donation to charity. So that's going to get them in just as much trouble as bribing the person to get their dim-witted daughters into the University of Southern California. So they're going to fight this, and they're going to lose. And make no bones about it, Aunt Becky is going to prison for a lot longer than Felicity Huffman, because Felicity Huffman decided to fess up, take responsibility, own what she did. Aunt Becky and her husband are not. They pled not guilty. They are fighting it. And there you go. And that's the difference. I wish every case was like this scumbag in Kenner, the boys' gymnastic coach, who just pled guilty to go to prison for the rest of his life for abusing young boys. It'd be nice if everybody was like that was guilty.
I have to plead guilty to not following the Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman to the degree of all the intricacies. Is there any reason to believe that they, I don't want to say working together, but do they have anything in common, or is it just they're both caught up in this?
I think the only thing in common is the guy who they ended up bribing,
I guess he was the guy that the celebrities trusted, or whatever the case may be.
So they're not like a modern-day Thelma and Louise, in other words. Do we have any reason to believe they'll take it on the lam and get a convertible?
Well, no, and again, I like what Felicity Huffman did. She owned it, took responsibility, apologized, made a plea, and I think she's going to get just a few months in prison. But Aunt Becky Brewster, she's fighting it. Plus, not only did she plead not guilty, and she's going to fight it, the extra charge of writing off that $500,000 bribe as a charitable donation on her tax returns, in my opinion, that's going to get her just as much time in prison
right.
as the bribe.
It was a little confusing yesterday because it came across the, I saw it on the internet, that Lori Loughlin had pleaded not guilty, and her husband had pleaded not guilty. And then a local TV station, and I believe in their 5 or 5:30 newscast, and I won't rat them out because they did come back and correct it. They had put up a graphic that said, Lori Loughlin pleads guilty. And I'm like, wait a minute. I told Mrs. Brewster, I said, I thought they pleaded not guilty. But the station came back and corrected it after the fact.
No,
so.
And every legal analyst that I've seen talk about this case saying that they are doing everything wrong. From how she showed up at court, signing autographs outside, waving to people. Meanwhile, it wasn't
supposed to be a photo op.
No, and the whole time, just not getting it. It's not getting into her brain what she's facing here. And so, again, Felicity Huffman handled it, what legal experts say. She handled it 100% the way you're supposed to handle it, owning it. Meanwhile, Aunt Becky, she's got issues, and she's going to be going to prison for a while. Stay tuned. That's our justice system. That's you can either, if they got you, you can either plead guilty and for cooperating, they will take some time off of your sentence, or if you decide to fight it and you're found guilty. They're not going to take any time off your sentence. You made them do all of that extra work. They're going to give you the maximum sentence that they possibly can. Coming up next, I've read a couple of interesting things about beards lately. And I'm talking about the facial hair that many men have that are fashionable again. The things I'm reading about them are not positive, and they're not fashionable. Stay tuned.
One of them is gross, I can tell you that.
Yes, on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. The NFL has a new highest-paid player. Late last night, Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson signed a 4-year, $140 million contract. $65 million signing bonus, just for signing his name. And you would think he deserves it. He's won one Super Bowl, should have been a 2-time winner. It was the worst call in Super Bowl history, the end of that Super Bowl when they lost to the Patriots when they were on the 1-yard line there with 30 seconds to go, 40 seconds to go, and they decided to throw the ball when they should have run it in. Remember that? So he should be a 2-time Super Bowl champ. But there you go. He's the new highest-paid player. 4 years, Russell Wilson, $140 million contract extension, $65 million signing bonus. Boy. Imagine somebody giving you
about what you got here, right?
Yeah. Imagine somebody giving you $65 million to sign your name on a contract. Jeez, that's something. I love capitalism. I just read this, too. Men's beards have more germs than dog fur. A new study suggests a man's beard contains more germs than a dog's fur. Professors with this clinic in Switzerland took swab samples from the whiskers of 18 different men and compared them with the samples from the necks of 30 dogs of varying breeds. They found all of the bearded men, ages 18 to 76, showed high microbial counts, but only 23 out of the 30 dogs had high counts. So they're saying that now this isn't every man's beard, but in some men's beards, they're dirtier, they're more germs than a dog's fur.
So the moral here is men should start drinking out of the toilet. Men with beards.
Mm. The beards are they're in style now. They're in vogue now.
The really really long Smith Brothers cough drops box beard, I call that.
Mountain men beards.
Yeah, exactly. Ball players, hockey players.
Walking around New Orleans yesterday, I saw a couple of guys with big beards like you just described, and they had man buns, too. Mm. Wow, I just was scratching my head. All right, coming up next, it's our commercial-free ride, and the latest on that horrible fire over at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock.
They'll be there at Jazz Fest, the Doobie Brothers. Looking forward to that.
Very much looking forward to Jazz Fest. Look forward to that every year. I saw this story last night, and it freaked me out. Police in Ontario, Canada, are looking for a guy who posed as a delivery man. And then when the woman opened their door, he shot her with a crossbow. Now, she's alive, but she's her life will never be the same. But they have a picture, and it's going around the internet right now. It's the guy posing as a delivery man, and he's holding a large box. And when she opens the door, all he did was fire the crossbow, and the box was open. The size, the box, the side of the box that was facing towards the woman, it was open a slit just enough so the crossbow could fire right out of there and shoot her. And police are looking for this guy. There's a picture now of the guy standing at the front door with the box. That's what they show in the picture. And then, but as soon as she opened the door, he talked to her for a minute, asked her a couple questions, and then fired the crossbow, and it came right out of the box that he was holding. I don't know how many different size crossbows there are out there. They're saying this was one
they're
of the
all different sizes.
This is one of the most lethal ones. This is the one. And remember, they're in Canada. This is the size of a crossbow that they use to shoot moose.
Right.
And
please
and,
tell me this is a still photograph and not an actual video.
No, it's a still photograph. Yeah. That's all it is.
I don't want to see it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have watched that video.
Mm.
But they're looking for this person, and they have several questions. He's being charged with attempted murder as soon as they can find the guy. But it makes you wonder, and they're asking her all kinds of questions. I mean, is there someone that might be angry with you or someone that you did something to that they're not happy with? But they don't know right now, but that's something. Because so many of us now get stuff delivered to our houses. Mm-hmm. And just the way he rigged that, all of a sudden, boom, and a crossbow comes out of a box that she thinks is some gift or she thinks is some delivery she's getting from some store. So,
crazy.
Yeah, up there in Ontario, Canada. Hope they can figure that one out.
I would be remiss in mentioning the Doobie Brothers at Jazz Fest. I would be remiss if I didn't direct you to the website, the Rockbox at Bayou957.com. You could win, yes, you could win free beer and Jazz Fest tickets. You can enter up to once per hour for those. Access to the Miller VIP tent and a case of free Miller Lite. More details at MillerLite.com. Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest. Celebrating 50 years, brewed with more taste, fewer calories, and half the carbs. Miller Lite, hold true.
And the Foo Fighters did a really, really good cover of the Jerry Rafferty song, Baker Street.
Yes. Also, No, I lost my train of thought. No, that's not who that was. Never mind. Are we on? Is this thing on?
We still got a minute or we got to get out of here?
No, we got to get out of here.
All right. Well, we appreciate...
I'm double parked and I got things to do. Wrap it up.
We appreciate you listening to the show. Ginty is coming up next. Ginty! It's 2 for Tuesday.
After 10 o'clock.
Yes, starting in a few minutes.
Yep.
And we'll chat again tomorrow morning around 5:30. Here on Bayou 95.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.